Hi, this episode is called I Love Attention, on the healing power of being witnessed and feeling seen. So this is also an article, a piece of writing on my new branch of Substack. Now I have two, the Pussy Empowered branch and the Exalted Erotic branch. So if you prefer to read this article, you can, or this podcast episode, you can click the link in the show notes and subscribe for free to my Substack. There you'll have the option to also opt in for paid content, and you'll find some rituals and exclusive content in there. Happy listening. Hey there, this is Pussy Empowered Podcast, and I'm your host, Alyssa Aparicio. I'm equal parts Bronx bitch and mountain witch. I believe that when you untame your pussy, you access your power. As the CEO of Pussy Empowered, I hold space for women to do this with a holistic approach that incorporates mind, body, emotion, and spirit. As an erotic performer and choreographer, I surrender to new heights of embodied, expressed art and performance. On this podcast, I share about my approach to pussy power and interview fellow paradigm-shifting badasses about theirs. Let's face it, I love attention. Don't you? I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with loving attention either, but I have seen in my own life how giving too much value to receiving attention has not been very fulfilling. The same goes for the flip side. Giving too much meaning to not receiving attention never feels great. You may relate. However, I don't think the problem is attention itself. Villainizing attention or shaming yourself for the wanting of it gets you nowhere fast. It leads to being judgy of yourself and others. It leads to thinking all men who want to look at you are evil and judging yourself for your desire to wear lingerie. Not helpful. Here's the reframe on attention I want to defend. Being witnessed, feeling seen for who you are, is really powerful. But if you don't feel deeply rooted in yourself and who you are, expressing yourself can feel like jumping from point A to Z. At the same time, it is okay to let yourself be seen as you figure it out, as long as you don't demand perfection from yourself at any point in the journey. Perfection doesn't exist. Also important to remember that we cannot control how others respond to us. As a performer, I've learned tricks for how to demand attention, command an audience, direct the gaze of onlookers, seduce a crowd. But the quality of attention, the intention, or the way the audience responds to my audacity and autonomy, I can't control that. I've performed belly dance in front of many couples eating dinner where the woman was shooting daggers with her eyes in my direction the whole time. I've performed burlesque in front of audiences very high on weed that barely seemed to react but later told me they were blown away. I've performed in front of men at strip clubs who picked up their phone right in front of my stage and proceeded to ignore me with attitude, disdain, or indifference. Do you see how none of that really had to do with me? The response often has to do with what's going on within the person who's watching. Am I immune to feeling annoyed or angered by a less than desirable response to me? No, I'm not. I'm sensitive. I'm an empath, which is why I've actively cultivated energetic boundaries and created safe ways. I created ways to feel safe, anchored, and in control of my own energy as I perform and move through the world in general. I personally used to rely on being on stage to feel validated or powerful. When I realized it and started to go on my own empowerment journey, I was motivated to actively dismantle that and create a healthier relationship with performance. I also crafted more ways to feel whole, empowered, seen, if only by me, myself. Actually, most importantly, to feel seen by me, myself. I started by getting right with my inner world. in my Pussy Empowered approach, this is the first pillar, the internal, connecting to your inner truth. This happens within, but can be magnified by supportive community on a similar path. Next comes embodiment. This happens in the relationship between you and your body. This also happens within, but can be magnified by supportive community on a similar path. And last but not least, expression, which is the exploration of being seen. We are most powerful when all three of these areas are in alignment. This results in a solid foundation of integrity. These three realms can be active, growing, strengthening at the same time. And in practice, we explore this over the course of any given class, retreat, or one-on-one container. If you've ever been to a Pussy Empowered dance class in person or virtually, then you've experienced this exploration firsthand. Beginning with setting intentions, moving into the nourishing, intimate, embodied space between you and you, and finally, letting yourself be seen as you are. I consider this a playground for experimenting, for noticing what happens when we go to be seen. How does our body react? Our mind? Our spirit? This is good information on the stories we hold about being seen, about our bodies, about our movement. Together, we create a safe space for one another to feel witnessed and feel seen. With high quality attention, rooted intentions, and compassion, we see one another and let ourselves be seen. The magic that unfolds is beyond words. Of course, because it's the language of our bodies and spirits. But we give our best attempt to express to one another what we saw. Sighs, giggles, shrieks, adjectives, metaphors pour out of each of us as we do our best to distill what we witnessed in another dancer and another human into spoken language. In the beginning, this exercise can feel so intimidating and confronting, but after a time or two, it rapidly becomes everyone's favorite part of class. Because it's such a powerful exercise, not just for the person being witnessed, but also for the one doing the witnessing. We realize how healing it is to see another individual expressing their eroticism, owning their sensuality, showing up just as they are with however they're feeling. We realize that when we let ourselves be really expressed and seen, we too are giving this gift to others with our mere presence. It's a simple yet potent medicine, especially when being held intentionally in a safe space. And what we feel in our bodies, the liberation we experience, the transformation that occurs, it bleeds out into every other part of our lives. It changes the way we relate to ourselves, the way we carry ourselves. It changes our relationship with taking up space. For many of us, it unlocks realms within ourselves that we never knew existed. I think it's important to mention that attention is powerful. If we are afraid of attention, it usually speaks to our relationship with power in general, because attention is a tool of power. Without attention, a doula business cannot find clients. Without attention, a GoFundMe for a top surgery cannot get support. Without attention, Lil Nas X couldn't inspire people who feel invisible and unsupported in their non-heterosexual identity. Attention is powerful and, dare I say, integral to making change, whether it be loud on the internet or assertive in an interpersonal exchange. Learning to stand our ground, feel comfortable in our bodies, believe in our right to express and be seen and heard in the first place is important on any journey of reclamation and empowerment. It's a muscle that needs to be strengthened. Just like when we lift weights in the gym, we are prepared to lift something heavy when we need to. When we practice being seen, we can show the fuck up in our lives whenever those times come. And whether you're a comedian, teacher, stripper, or CEO, that shit comes in handy. If you feel called to heal your relationship with attention, unleash your expression, and take up space unapologetically, here are four ways to receive Pussy Empowered support to do so. The first is LA Pussy Empowered Performance Class. It's a 10-week series and it begins April 18th. It is here in Los Angeles and there's two spots left. that performance class culminates in a performance at the next Pussy Empowered party in June. The second way is joining a Pussy Empowered dance class in general. We have two on the horizon in LA on the 21st of March and the 4th of April. That's going to be, the first one is going to be a reggaeton floor work class. Super excited about that. Third way, join us for a virtual Pussy Empowered dance bedroom flow class. This happens monthly and our next one is on March 26th. That's a Tuesday. And last but of course not least, work with me one-on-one. I'll hold a customized, personalized space for you to dive into whatever you are feeling called to heal and step into in your journey of pussy power activation. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time. Mwah.